Good morning. It's a privilege to be with you. Greet you in Christ's name. Though we be separated geographically, we aren't spiritually. We have the Word of God, all of us do, and we have the privilege of being able to read it and study it, and by doing that, we are connected as Christians. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. In relation to the subject of the weekend, church planting, these passages, two passages that I'm going to read this morning came to me, and I believe they very much to do with church planting. Not only with church planting, but planting seeds wherever we're at. And I think that should be our focus and goal in life, is to be a planter. These passages encourage us to be on guard, to enter the battle. It is a battle. So let's read chapter 6 of Ephesians, verses 10 through 20. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So there is a battle. He's encouraging us to put on the armor of God. Why? Because we aren't fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual warfare. There's spiritual warfare out there. Principalities. Rulers of the darkness, it says. Spiritual wickedness. It is all around us, wherever we look. There is a battle. We don't have to go far. Probably even in our own families, neighbors. It's easy to teach and to preach to fellow Christians, as in this. To look at Scripture and study it and to know it and to encourage one another in it. But when it comes to sharing the gospel with an unsaved person, there's a battle there. The devil doesn't want you to. And he will do all he can to divert your path, the other person's path, your thoughts, their thoughts, from that connection of the gospel to the unsaved. But he's encouraging us to take on the armor of God. And in verse 13, it says, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. What does that mean, done all to stand? I believe that means to overcome that which is within us that is wrong and sinful. Because if we aren't pure and holy before God and right with Him, how are we going to... We aren't standing ourselves. So we need to take care of what's in our own life first. And it says, and having done all to stand, so we prepare ourselves, our own hearts, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And then it goes on to talk about the armor. Verse 15, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Wherever we go, wherever we're at, whatever we're doing. Whether it's in your own yard and somebody's coming past, be prepared to share the gospel. Or you go to the parts store or the grocery store, always be ready to share the gospel of peace. Hard to do in our world. We get busy, we get caught up with life, and we go and we think, well, I'm just going to go quickly and come back. We might miss a chance out there if we aren't ready to share the gospel of peace. Then he says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Why? And in verse 19, it gives us a clue to make known the mystery of the gospel. We should always be in prayer. Praying always. Prayer and supplication. God, when the opportunity comes, help me to be ready to share the message of peace. And in verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. It can be difficult to be bold. Speak when we have the opportunities. But that's why we pray. God, give me boldness to speak boldly. I found it in my own life that when the opportunity arises and make the choice to speak, that I become bold. But usually I'm not bold till the moment. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. These verses also speak to this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not or do not falter. We don't back up and wonder what this is all about, but we press forward. Verse 2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Each one of us here have been called to share the gospel, to be a minister of the gospel. Verse 3 it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So I want to encourage you here in your community to be a light, to be a people that is bold. Don't let your gospel be hid. Sometimes it's easy just to live our lives, to be comfortable where we're at. But remember verse 3, it is hid to them that are lost. That's what the gospel is about, to save those which are lost. You were lost one time. I was lost one time. If it hadn't been for the sharing of the gospel, we would still be lost. So somebody let their light shine in your life and in my life. We need to pass that on. So I want to encourage you in that today. Be a light here where you are at. Let us pray. God, thank you so much for your word. Lord, each one of us needs your armor, and we desire that. It's to realize that without the armor that you have provided for us, that we in and of ourselves cannot fight this battle. Father, we recognize it's a battle against principalities, against spiritual wickedness. And Lord, we need your help in life as we walk through life. Is to always be in prayer, is to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, as we go about our daily duties and walk. Thank you for the opportunity of worshiping you this morning. Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.